Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here's an email from, I guess it's anonymous. Want to tackle it?
Yeah. Greetings, Nathan and Ben, / LSAT Demon team. Thank you in advance for your time, and thank you for all you do. I started my LSAT journey at the beginning of 2020. Oh, okay. Yeah, right when the pandemic hit. With a diagnostic of a 143. I read Kaplan books and self-taught until August when I began LSAT Max. I did their three-month program until I took my test in November and scored a 155. As you can imagine, I truly fucked myself over by starting like this. Well, we all have to get to where we're going somehow. I don't know if you're truly fucked yourself over. That's pretty strong. About 3 weeks prior to the November LSAT, I discovered the Demon podcast and started to see improvement in my practice just from that, but I didn't have enough time. I started with a Demon Live account in December, and my practice tests were 164, 161, 163, 157, 161. I ended up scoring a 161 on my February LSAT. Sorry for the long explanation, but I wanted to give complete context. I'm looking to take the April test, and I'd love to discuss things I should be doing differently once I start my live subscription today. I attended just about every single class available to me during my two-month run. Wow, that's a lot of classes to be attending.
Well, no, in the free program. I mean, she was doing Demon free. We do invite people to some free. Go to LSATdemon.com and sign up for a free account. You'll start getting invitations to free classes. So
I misread that. I thought you were talking about I thought she did live for a little while.
That would be insane. We don't want you. Don't subscribe to live and come to all of our classes.
It says I started with a Demon live account in December. And I ended up scoring a 161 on my February test.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Wow, that's too many free that's too many live classes.
There's four or five, sometimes six classes a day. I attended about every single class available to me during my 2 month run.
So then you end up just sleepwalking through it. And look at her next question, by the way.
One specific question I had was your thoughts on drilling 20 minutes of each section per day and doing a detailed review after, and whether the drilling features allow you to go back and review the questions that you just completed rather than going through them one by one. And if you think that's an effective strategy. Hold up. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again. I'm confused because it almost sounds like you've never drilled before. You drill, and then as soon as you finish that question, you're reviewing it. You're not drilling a bunch of questions and then reviewing. It sounds like this person did live and nothing else. They attended classes and nothing else.
Yeah, and I already talked to this student. This email inspired me to bring it up. I brought up this email in class, and then it turned out that the student was actually in the class.
Oh, okay.
And she outed herself as yep, that was me. I asked that question because I was I was trying to say hey, this is a bad idea. And I think it does indicate that she kind of just didn't get it. She's not getting really how you should study for the LSAT, which I firmly believe that it's just one question at a time, focusing on true understanding
of that question.
When you fire up LSAT Demon drilling, okay, let's say you go to logical reasoning, you do a question. If you get it right, fine, do the next one. But if you get it wrong, that's a problem. And your most important task for the rest of the day, if necessary, is to understand that one question.
Yeah.
We have written explanations for every question in logical reasoning. If not, hit the ask button and we'll write a new one for you. We have video explanations. Those are especially helpful for games. But we want you to actually understand the law school admission test.
Yeah.
Now, she started with Kaplan, which I know a lot about, enough to know that they suck. She did LSAT Max. I don't know anything about LSAT Max.
Yeah.
But whatever you've learned, it seems like you're not focusing on actually understanding. We're going to transform your LSAT score. It sounds like we've already kind of started to, even though you've been very inefficient with your time. But we're going to transform your understanding of the test one question at a time. So I don't know. I don't want you to do 20 minutes of LR, 20 minutes of RC, 20 minutes of games, then do a detailed review.
Nope,
I want you to do one question.
Yes, which may take you 5 minutes. It may take you 20 minutes. We have no idea.
It might take you an hour.
Yeah.
A particularly hard logic game, you know, or you're new, every logic game is particularly hard. It might take you 45 minutes or an hour or something to think about that game. But ultimately what we're going for is that click where you feel it. You go, oh, wait, that's all there is to it?
Yeah.
And that's what we're hunting for. That's the goal. When you sit down every day, the goal is I want to feel that click where I go, oh, wait, what? The LSAT's easy.
Yeah, because that click with that one individual click question is really 1,000 clicks on other 1,000 similar questions. You just haven't been exposed to them yet. You haven't seen them yet, but I guarantee you they're there because if the LSAT is anything, it's repetitive.
Yeah. It's like we're sequencing the genome of the law school admission test. It's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be like something that we can rush through. But once we feel that click, once we like really decode it, we see, oh, it's made of simple building blocks. I understand how this thing is put together. Really? That's all there is to it? And then you have a whole team of teachers going, yeah, that's all there is to it. It makes perfect sense, right? Now that it makes sense for you, do you see how it makes perfect sense? Well, guess what? All the next questions also make perfect sense, just like that.
Yeah.
And one question at a time, you're going to start to really understand the law school admission test. I want you to go to fewer classes. I'm glad you're a Demon Live subscriber, but you know, maybe two classes a day, but certainly not three. Jesus, what are you doing?
Like, and if she went to every single class available, that'd be four or five, which is insane.
The point is not to go to every class. Okay. Like, what are you, a crazy person who goes to every single class at the yoga studio? No, one is fine. That's enough. And you need to probably be doing some practice on your own.
Yeah.
That practice on your own needs to be one at a time, one question at a time, and then really actually fully understand it. If you don't, read the explanation, watch the videos. If you still don't, use the ask button and let Abigail and Dylan and all our whole rest of the awesome team get back to you with more help. Come to class and ask questions. But the thing we're going for is not volume, really. It's actual understanding.
Yep.
Awesome. I'm excited for that student. I think that she's going to definitely get there.
Cool.
Based on her participation in class, it seems like she's getting it.
Good. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.